The founder of a popular messaging app, Telegram, says China is responsible for a massive cyber attack that disrupted its services earlier this week. It came at a sensitive time. Protesters who've been clashing with police in Hong Kong have been using the app to communicate with each other. The protesters are upset about a bill that could allow criminal suspects to be extradited back to mainland China. Organizers are calling for more marches this Sunday. Robin Farzad is host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Robin, welcome.
Hello, Peter.
So this is an interesting tech angle to a story that we've been following for a while now, but just first remind us why there were so many people who are upset about this new law in Hong Kong.
Yeah, Hong Kong Street is in eruption because the Beijing-backed government there is trying to plow through legislation that would for the first time allow extraditions to China. And protesters fear that could be used to snuff out any sort of government opposition. So the demonstrators, who've now numbered in the hundreds and hundreds of thousands, they stormed the legislative chamber on Wednesday. And all of this is happening exactly 30 years after Beijing cracked down in Tiananmen Square.
And as so often is the case these days, in a modern protest, people are using their phones, they're using social media, they're using these apps. So what was Telegram's role in these protests?
Telegram is fast. It's ubiquitous. It's anonymous. You talk about the network effects and everybody kind of signing up on this and being on it. Media, I think, has always been a lubricant for these kinds of upheavals. You could think back to the cassette tape sermons and the Iranian Revolution 40 years ago or Twitter and the Arab Spring to start this decade. When you are Hong Kong protesters living in the shadow of China's huge surveillance state, you're naturally going to rely on encrypted messaging services
right.
like Telegram to avoid detection. So China knows that and they want to crash those services.
Okay. So Telegram explained how the attack worked this way. I just read this thread on Twitter. In a sense, it says, imagine that an army of lemmings just jumped the queue at McDonald's in front of you and each is ordering a Whopper. The server is busy telling the lemmings that they came to the wrong place because, of course, Burger King is where you get a Whopper. But there are so many of them that the server can't even see you to try to take your order. So that sort of explains what happened. I guess that makes it more clear. But how did they know it was the Chinese?
Yeah, it's called analysis paralysis. The founder of Telegram, he explained on Twitter that these attacks had IP addresses coming mostly from China. I'm quoting him. Historically, all state actor-sized disruption of services of this size we experienced coincided in time with protests in Hong Kong, coordinated on Telegram. This case was not an exception, close quote.
China says that it wants this law only to extradite criminals like rapists and murderers, but the protesters say don't trust China. They'll target activists and journalists too. So if, in fact, this cyber attack originated in China, isn't that kind of proving the point?
I think you could say Beijing is both haunted and guided by its experience at Tiananmen Square 30 years ago. Yes, it was brutal. Yes, CNN and others had their cameras shut off. But the moral hazard is China now, its government, its economy, its world standing have since prospered, and its billion-plus population has largely remained dormant. So that's the foremost lesson for them.
And quickly, do you think they could do something, like WhatsApp in the U.S. if they wanted to? Could they target those?
I have no doubt. Between their dominance in hardware and what they do for internet service providers everywhere around the world, the chips they make for smartphones and networks, and the government very tightly aligned with national champions like Huawei, you look at the 2016 election here. It already demonstrated how vulnerable our social networks are to nefarious behavior by foreign players.
Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Thanks as always.
Take care, Peter.